This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced the establishment of a special global strategic partnership with France. During the delegation-level talks with French President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai, India and France exchanged 21 agreements and documents with the establishment of annual foreign ministers' dialogue for regularly reviewing implementation of the elevated partnership and Horizon 2047 roadmap. Both the nations have also agreed for launch of India-France Year of Innovation and India-France Innovation Network. Delivering a joint statement with French President Emmanuel Macron at Mumbai's Lok Bhavan, Prime Minister Modi asserted that this partnership is not only strategic, but also one for global stability and prosperity amidst today's unstable global situation. Mr. Modi stated that relations between India and France are very special, with France being one of India's oldest strategic partners.
भारत और फ्रांस के संबंध बहुत ही विशेष है. फ्रांस भारत के सबसे पुराने स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनर्स में से एक है और प्रेसिडेंट मैक्रों के साथ मिलकर हमने इस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप को अभूतपूर्व गहराई और ऊर्जा दी है. इस विश्वास और साझा विजन के आधार पर आज हम अपने संबंधों को स्पेशल ग्लोबल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के रूप में स्थापित कर रहे हैं. ये पार्टनरशिप केवल स्ट्रेटेजिक नहीं है. आज के उथल पुथल से भरे युग में यह ग्लोबल स्टेबिलिटी और ग्लोबल प्रोग्रेस की पार्टनरशिप है.
Both the leaders virtually inaugurated the H-125 helicopter final assembly line at Vemagal in Karnataka, set up by Tata Advanced Systems in partnership with Airbus. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and France's Minister of the Armed Forces and Veterans Affairs, Catherine Vautrin, were present at the site. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that these helicopters will be the first aircraft to fly as high as Mount Everest and will be exported worldwide. Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, and members of the Indian and French delegations were present on the occasion. Later, both the leaders also inaugurated the India-France Innovation Forum in Mumbai. India and France today agreed to upgrade the India-France relationship to special global strategic partnership. There were a total of 21 outcomes. Both sides agreed for establishment of annual foreign ministers' dialogue for regularly reviewing implementation of the elevated partnership and Horizon 2047 roadmap. Both the nations agreed for launch of India-France Year of Innovation and India-France Innovation Network. On defense and security, apart from the inauguration of H-125 helicopter final assembly line in Karnataka, renewal of the agreement between Government of India and the French Republic on defence cooperation and joint venture between BEL and Safran to produce Hammer missiles in India will be done. There will be joint declaration of intent for cooperation in critical minerals and metals, and letter of intent was exchanged to establish a centre on advanced materials between DST and CNRS. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that technology exists to serve humanity, not replace it. He said the end goal of technology should be welfare for all, happiness of all. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi said that today AI stands at a civilizational inflection point. He said it can expand human capability in unprecedented ways, but it can also test existing social foundations if left unguided. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India is expecting over $200 billion AI investment in the country's AI ecosystem in the next 2 years. Addressing a press conference on India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said the summit is receiving a huge response with people arriving from every corner of the country. In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2021 edition's champions Australia have been knocked out of the tournament. The elimination came after the crucial Group B clash between Zimbabwe and Ireland was abandoned without a ball being bowled due to incessant rain. The third fixture of the day between Scotland and Nepal is underway at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.